Dr. Saber, Treating Officer Note on Patient Salila Rosario, R-O-S-A-R-I-O, Padilla, P-A-D-I-L-L-A, date of birth is 2-3-19-62, date of service 2-19-2026. The patient is 64-year-old, Hispanic. You may refer to see me by Dr. Amador for evaluation of calcium oxalate crystals in her urine. Period paragraph. The patient is has a past medical history significant for hypertension for years, CVA times 3, chronic back pain, morbid obesity. Your paragraph past surgical history includes cholecystectomy and tubal ligation and right shoulder surgery, as well as an insertion of heart monitor, period. Allergies, non-drug allergies, per paragraph social history. Patient is widowed. She has had a total of 6 children, no smoking, no alcohol, no drugs. She used to work as a stylist. Family history, father had hemorrhagic stroke, mother with hyperlipidemia, hypertension, and rheumatoid arthritis, brother with heart disease. Review system reviews occipital headaches on and off, shortness of breath, and chest dyspnea on intuition positive. No chest pain, no heartburn, no abdominal pain. She does suffer from constipation, no melena or hematoschisia noted. She reports left shoulder pain and severe back pain. She does have nocturia 3 to 4 times at night, occasional straining, incomplete bladder emptying. She does have leg swelling. All the systems are reviewed and are negative. Immunization, she received 3 shots of the COVID-19 gene editing therapy. Through paragraph, current medications are reviewed, include amlodipine, atorvastatin, duloxetine, furosemide, gabapentin, bifenthrin, hydrochlorothiazide, naproxen, and tizanidine. Pure paragraph, on physical examination, vital signs are as mentioned above, the chain T pupils around the acetylized accommodation. Injected conjunctiva, and enteric sterile, cervicofadenopathy, no carotid debris bilaterally, no jugular vis detention bilaterally, most oral mucosa, no pharyngeal eczema, no tissue paragraph. Neck is supple and stiffness or rigidity, has sound of leg greater than the level size 2. No membrane, no friction, her lungs, activity, or scaltation, no crack of the reserved abdomen south. No hepatomegaly, no spirometry, no garlic, the bottom of the extremities, the 1 plus edema in the lower extremities, non-pitting. The paragraph skin, no skin rash, no neuro exam. Patient is able to walk with a walker, period. I'm sorry, with a cane, period. Paragraph investigation is available to me, include the following. BUN-12 creatine 0.82, GFR is 80, potassium 3.8, and lumen 4.8. AST 36, AST 33, A1C is 5.8. Hemoglobin is 15. Urine analysis, there is no proteinuria, but there is many calcium oxalate crystals seen in hyaline casts. Your target. Assessment and plan. Before that, we mentioned renal ultrasound shows normal size kidney bilaterally. No stones in both kidneys, and there is a small 1.5 centimeter cyst on the left kidney. Simple. Post void residual is 109/15 milliliter. Period. Paragraph. Assessment and plan. 1, calcium oxalate stones without evidence of kidney stones on renal ultrasound. We are going to do a little link study to assess for risk for kidney stones for future and to advise patient. Next, morbid obesity. Patient needs to lose weight. I re-emphasize with her about dietary restrictions and the modifications. Next, hypertension. Apparently, controlled in the office. However, patient mentioned that she's not controlled at home. We're going to get a home blood pressure monitor, home blood pressure log for blood pressure to monitor and to review next visit. Next, CVA times 3, next chronic back pain, deferred to primary period. Next, the patient has normal kidney function period. However, she's at increased risk of naproxen nephrotoxicity. I would like her to take it very, very sparingly, if any, to avoid any renal damage period. Paragraph. Thank you, Dr. Amador, for allowing me to participate in your patient's care. I'll see you again in 2 to 3 weeks for follow-up. I'll keep you updated on progress and results. Thanks. See you, Dr. Amador.